This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener James Matthews of Little Rock, Arkansas. I said, take the names of two countries that share a border, drop the second letter from the second country's name, and the resulting string of letters, in order from left to right, will spell a regular uncapitalized word. What is it? The answer is Mali and Niger, and you drop the I from Niger, you get Malinger.
We received over 1,000 responses, and our winner this week is Ben Huddle of Salem, Virginia. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited to be with you.
How did you figure it out?
I got out a large world atlas. So I looked at two countries that were touching each other, and of course I didn't know which one comes first, but you try one. So it's a trial and error until, aha, Mali and Niger.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
A long time, going back to sending it in on postcards.
Oh, we like having fans that have been doing this for a long time. And I'm told that you are a collector of lapel pins.
Yes, I have a piece of red velvet cloth that I've mounted in a 8.5 by 11 frame. And I have lapel pins and fraternity pins and tie tacks and so forth going back to 1957.
Wow. Well, you will now be getting one more and a very special one. So I think this is the perfect marriage here of
I save room
of
for
your
it.
interests and ours. All right. So I think it's time to play the puzzle. Take it away, Will.
All right, Ben, and you earned today's lapel pin. Today's puzzle is something different. I'm going to read you some statements involving words and names. You say if they're true or not. And here's number one. George Herbert Walker Bush is the only U.S. president with four names in his birth name.
I'm thinking of presidents that might have more, and there's some that are junior, but I don't think that's what you mean.
Right, junior doesn't count.
So I'm going to say that's true. I can't think of any others that have four names.
Good job. That is true. Here's your next one. Maine is the only one-syllable state name in the U.S.
Again, I'm trying to think of states that have more than one syllable. But I'm going to say, yes, that's true.
You are correct. That is true. Strange fact. Here's your next one. Chicago is the only Academy Award-winning best film whose name is a city.
If it's going to be an Academy Award city, it's probably an American city, so like,
well,
New York.
Play it again, Sam.
Oh.
A big juicy hint from Lulu.
Yeah, I know the movie, but it doesn't come to mind. It's Humphrey Bogart.
That's right.
It takes place in Africa.
That's right. What I'm guessing is that you're saying false.
Yes, I'm saying false.
And that is correct because Casablanca.
Casablanca,
Try this one. Hawaii is the only U.S. state whose name ends in a double letter.
Okay. Once again, got to try to think of exceptions. And there could be some like end in SS or LL. But again, none of them come to mind. So I'm going to say that's true.
Actually not. Tennessee.
Oh,
ends in a double E.
Yeah.
There's that one exception. All right. Here's your last question. 10. Is the only three-letter element on the periodic table.
Okay. I'm a chemistry teacher, so I should know this. And I have a periodic table in front of me, which shows you cheating.
Do we allow solving aids?
I think for this, in this particular instance, because he's a chemistry teacher, so he happens to have this in front of him, which is very rare.
Okay.
I think we'll allow
okay.
it.
Okay. What do you say, Ben?
I would say, I mean, neon has four, but you said three letters. So I don't see any other three letters. So I'm going to say that 10 is the only, so that's true.
That is true, and you are correct.
Yay.
Good job.
That was really a hard puzzle, and I think all your students would be very proud of you for getting the last one right. How do you feel?
I'm feeling great. It was really fun.
Well, I think you did a great job. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin to add to your collection.
Yay! Along with
puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And which member station do you listen to, Ben?
WVTF out of Roanoke, Virginia.
That's Ben Huddle of Salem, Virginia. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, there is a standard two-letter abbreviation for an English word that has an unusual property. The first letter of the abbreviation is the second letter of the word, and the second letter of the abbreviation does not appear in the word at all. What's the word, and what's the abbreviation? So again, English word, standard two-letter abbreviation. The first letter of the abbreviation is the second letter of the word, and the second letter of the abbreviation doesn't appear in the word at all. What's the word and what's the abbreviation?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Wednesday, July 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.